Hey, this is your boy DJ Holmes. Listen, I have a question for you. Have you ever been in a situation where you found yourself in a conversation and you were in one of three situations? Either you were locked into a conversation where you were asking a bunch of questions, waiting for someone to ask you a simple question so that you could be invited into the conversation, or did you find yourself being berated by a bunch of questions, wondering how and why this person is asking you so many personal questions? Or are you in the third category where you find like you can easily transition between being either the question asker or the one who openly shares? Let's talk about it. Consider an open sharer and a question asker in a conversation. Here's the internal conversation that's going on in their heads. First, from the mind of a sharer. Oh my God, I feel like I'm being interrogated. Is he ever going to tell a story about his own life? And from the perspective of the question asker, oh my God, I've been asking all these questions. Is he even remotely interested in me? As a question asker, I can tell you that I've had this problem pretty much most of my life. I've always felt uncomfortable being in pretty much any type of situation where the expectation was a conversation. Why? Because I believe that, quite frankly, none of us is as interesting as we think we are. And so if you ask a question, what you're really saying is, I find you to be of value. I want to get to know you. And me asking a question is really my way of saying, hey, I think you're worthy of getting to know. And if someone refuses to ask me a question, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh, well, you'd find me of no value. Why am I talking to you? Shut it down. Let's stop. It becomes awkward. We both go our separate ways and never shall we ever talk again. That's pretty much how I think. Now, from the perspective of a sharer, very, very similar, right? A sharer is saying pretty much, look, dude, you're asking me like a whole lot of questions, And I really think that, you know, your questions are like intensely deep. Meanwhile, the person who's asking the question is, well, where did you buy your Doritos yesterday? I mean, it's that surface. But I mean, it just goes to show how we are all so unique, so different, so beautiful. And yet everything can become so complex when it doesn't have to be. For myself, I am going through the process of learning how to, number one, stop asking so many questions. And number two, to be much more engaged in a conversation. It's hard. It's difficult, especially when you're coming out of your own shell, whatever that shell is. I know for me, to simply tell a story about myself without being asked first, it seems so odd. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to begin. I don't know what you would find most important, most entertaining, most fun. But if you were to ask me a simple question, I could go straight to the heart of it, give you what you need, and we're both satisfied. A conversation is at times very, very difficult. But if you allow yourself to see it from the perspective of the other person, you can understand how it takes two. As always, this is your boy DJ Holmes, and you've been listening to New Love.
What up, DJ Holmes? It's your girl, L. Yeah. So, I find it interesting that you chose the topic of conversation. It's so interesting that I always find myself in some type of conversation, one way, shape, or another. And I oftentimes consider myself to be quite loquacious. And it wasn't until you recorded this that I realized maybe I'm way more of a sharer than a questioner. But I do still feel that I'm a combination of both. I agree with you that we aren't that interesting. You know, it does, in fact, take two.
Mr. DJ, this is Mr. E. Man, I thought you was talking about me on this subject. I'm just like you. I'm the one that sit back and I ask a few questions, and if they don't respond, you know, if they just answer and don't ask me any, I'm like you. I like, thank you and appreciate your time and move on. But I'm not that gifted in the gab like a lot of people are. Kind of shy when it comes to that conversation. And not shy, because if you ask me the question, I'm going to give you the answer. But I like to have that back and forth. I have to have that back and forth. Because if you're not asking me anything, then, like you say, that sounds like a person that may not be interested in you. So, good deal, man. I appreciate this subject, and I'll keep listening. Come on over and listen to me. I don't put much nothing up but a lot of music.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know how long. Clearly, you can see on your side how long I've been on your station listening to the music, but I've been listening to the music. You know, sometimes you like you just go through it. You listen, you know, for a little bit. You swipe. You go to the next one. You listen for a little bit. Swipe. Go to the next one. No, I'm not doing that. I'm listening to every song. Every song. That's how you got me. It's like memories. And then even if there are songs that, you know, weren't part of my childhood, they were part of my mom's upbringing. And so obviously she played it in the house. And so I'm familiar with it. So like I'm stuck. It's like I can't move. You know, I'm on Facebook. I'm going through Facebook. But in the background is Anchor, and I'm listening and I'm jamming.